My name is Al Vaccaro. I'm retired from PG&E. I've lived in Nevada County for 35 years and have some definite ideas on what should be logged and what shouldn't be logged. If the lumber isn't used, it goes to waste, and especially after a fire. Once all the needles on a tree have been burned, the tree will never come back. And to leave good wood like that standing is really the most wasteful thing in the world. That's something that I will never, ever forgive some of these lawyers that go to court and get injunctions against the Forest Service for not logging out a burned out area. That is the dumbest thing that could ever happen. That's all valuable lumber, but only for a matter of maybe 1 year or 1.5 years at the very most when it starts to go bad. If you get in there and you get it out, at least the Forest Service will make something out of a fire. I don't like to see fires. I like to see the forest thinned, and I like to see it cleared of underbrush, which doesn't happen anymore. They used to use insecticides, which is fine with me, and herbicides to kill off a lot of that brush, because there's millions and millions of acres in the Sierra Nevada that you cannot clear by hand. It's physically impossible to block all those attempts by the Forest Service to keep the forest clear of underbrush is really stupid. And I believe that any judge that stands up and says that you got to do this by hand ought to get out there and take off his robes and start swinging an axe, because he'll find out that you cannot do it. It's impossible with a herbicide that's practically safe. Once it hits the ground, it turns inert. It doesn't do anything to anybody. It doesn't do anything to the soil. If you use it in responsibly, it'll be fine. And anybody that thinks differently is a fool.